The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? You to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell, Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these fat things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Better than anybody I know him. His name, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. It's Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We also have Doc Rob. We're broadcasting live from the Hemp Meds booth at the Natural Products Association, SoHo, Southeastern Exposition. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Just great, Robert. Good to be with you.
Yes. Now, you've attended over the years, particularly the Natural Products Expo East or West. These are big type, the natural products industry has grown into a multi-billion dollar industry. You have helped many in that industry to navigate the shark-infested water of FDA regulations. And you've also beaten the FDA back more than anybody on the planet, world record. And here we are at another show in the Southeast, a smaller regional show, but it's a big one. And I'm here with Doc Rob. You guys have been able to connect on the break, talking about something very controversial, the rescheduling of cannabis. But there's something that I didn't know until about a year ago, that there was another form of the cannabinoids that was non-psychoactive that actually had a status as a dietary supplement and was available right now for benefit for people. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. It's interesting, Robert, that there's this taboo associated with marijuana. But marijuana and constituent elements of cannabis, the cannabinoids that exist out there, these things have varying medicinal properties, and there are true needs for these things. And to have them available in the arsenal of medicine and available where they don't have effects that must be monitored by physicians in the marketplace is a good thing. And the taboo really is pretty weak reed to hang your hat on to prevent all the benefits that can come from this from people who are really in need. I remember years and years ago I represented some oncologists from, I forget where, Medical College of Virginia, I think. And they had patients who were dying of cancer who were suffering excruciating pain. And they could either give them opiates, which were so potent that they would knock them out and they'd suffer hallucinations and other things from them, or they could try using derivatives from THC or whatever. And what they found is that the people who they were medicating with THC were able to continue to function and have a quality of life, whereas when they relied strictly on the opiates, they were knocking people out and having them hallucinate and so on. So for certain categories of people, there's absolutely no question that medicinal marijuana plays a critical role. And then broader, as you're pointing out, there are uses for hemp oil and various things that in our society that ought not carry that stigma at all. And certainly it's factually and biochemically erroneous to attach a stigma to those things.
Sure. And I admit, I, you know, grew up with a bias against the cannabis plant. I bought into a lot of those lies, just as many of us did. And, you know, as a homeopath, you know, obviously my eyes were open to a lot of things that I was lied to about in my upbringing here in America, and the control of the education system by interests that did not want us to be free to know these things. But it was really refreshing to know that, you know, there's uses beyond just people that want to get recreationally high. And I'm a libertarian guy. If they want to do that, as long as they're harming no one else, there's no issue. I have no issue with that. But I'm most interested in bringing healing to those in need. And we've covered stories over the last year, Jonathan, kids with seizure disorders. The seizures are stopping. Kids with brain cancer reversing. Serious anxiety issues being relieved by the non-psychoactive component of this hemp plant. Now, it's just fascinating to me that so few people realize that, yes, it can be used as a dietary supplement, not as a drug.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Rob.
I mean, we're talking about PTSD.
Right.
It should be a major, you know.
That's a huge one, too.
For us as a country, if we're going to send people
help
out there
our soldiers.
We've got to help them come back. And, you know, I said even my mom, you know, was, as you said, had seizures and was on so many medications that she was not in her body. She wasn't a functioning person. And they said, well, but she's not having seizures. Well, yeah, but that's not a quality of life.
She's rocked out on poison drugs.
Exactly. And then she has liver cancer. So how good is those pharmaceuticals? Whereas we're seeing CBD actually helping to heal and protect the liver. So
yeah.
We get a double win versus all these side effects. It's tremendous.
Jonathan, what are you hearing on your front?
Well, I think it's important to emphasize that, at least in my case, I think yours, Roberts, and I suspect Dr. Rob, too, but we'll hear from him. We're not saying that, look, smoking marijuana recreationally is a good thing for you. Absolutely not. It's highly carcinogenic. It really does significant damage to your lungs. Forget about everything else. To smoke consistently marijuana, is particularly the way that it is smoked, causes these toxic chemicals to come into the lungs and to become carcinogenic and dangerous for people. So I, for one, am not saying that people
should
be doing
that. Well, we're not advocating the abuse of any plant either.
With all things, you know, there is a role for them when they have therapeutic effects, and that is the case with the cannabinoids. They have a proper pharmaceutical role, and to deny that role based on the instances of abuse is ridiculous. It's a distinction without a difference. All manner of drugs that are available for use in therapeutic contexts have been abused. We don't eliminate those drugs from the pharmacopoeia because there are instances of abuse. We rather allow people who need them to have them, and that's
right.
The proper way to do it is to allow these things to be available to people who are in need. And
right.
As far as those who abuse them, I mean, our culture can do a lot to disabuse people of the idea that this is safe or that this is appropriate
sure.
as a recreational matter.
Well, and as more investigation scientific comes out, we're learning about some of the things we thought were harmful or not. We just mentioned last hour, Jonathan, about cannabis shielding the liver from alcohol damage, interestingly enough, something that's been legal for a long time. It's been devastating
right.
to people.
But meanwhile, you have alcohol that's used in medicine, alcohol that's used in manufacturing, and then alcohol that can be used recreationally as well and abused and
yeah.
causes a lot of harm. What's interesting is, and I know it's a small group study-wise, but in states like Colorado, Washington, California, where marijuana or medical marijuana or cannabis in general is more available, they've seen crime go down, teen use go down.
Drunk driving go down. Yeah.
And opioid overdose and other drug overdoses go down.
Yeah.
So
a lot of positive benefits to the culture from the standpoint of what people have been using under prohibition and or the legal alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, look at something as simple as citrus, right? So you say oranges are great, lemons are great, but if you take grapefruit at the wrong time with the wrong medicine, it can be very harmful. Does that mean we should stop having grapefruit? Or citrus in general?
Right.
I mean, now mushrooms, the last week there was articles coming out about psychedelic mushrooms having medical purpose and helping with mental health issues. And But meanwhile, does that mean that because a couple mushrooms have psychedelic attributes that we shouldn't have portobellos and buttons and shiitake?
No, we try to be specific about the benefits and the risks and the dangers, and let's be have integrity when we ask the question to let us, where does the science lead us?
Right.
Where is it leading us?
And I really like your comment about, you know, the smoking part, because the delivery system is very, very key. I've been promoting vaporization for over a decade, and I mean not just with cannabis. I mean herbal vaporization as a delivery system, because it's a lot cleaner and absorbs much more, you know, efficiently, and we don't have that secondary inflammatory and response
yeah.
to the body. So edibles, and as we said, vape is the hot word of the year.
The year,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to talk about how it gets in our body. It's always been about not only what you put in your body, but how does it absorb and assimilate and the reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of work to be done. You know, there are cannabinoids that we produce in our body, and there are cannabinoids coming from non-cannabis plants.
Sure.
And if identifying there's a plant in South Africa that has cannabinoids. So it's not just marijuana or cannabis.
Jonathan, I feel like the whole scientific inquiry has been, you know, just curtailed because of what happened in the 20th century about the demonization of the plant.
Oh, it's the drug war, and you know, whenever you have a war, you have to make your enemy appear to be the Satan, and
right.
While Satan certainly is ISIS, Satan is not a substance that has medicinal properties and can be abused. That's just simply
right.
ridiculous. So I think what we fell into a trap in the 70s and 80s is trying to eradicate drugs from the marketplace that were illicit without recognizing that really it's a supply and demand issue that's going to happen, and people are going to be harmed. And if you work with a system that makes a massive black market,
yeah.
you know, prohibition just simply does not work when demand is high for a particular thing. The better route is to get full information to people, to get people fully informed and of their options and so forth, and to understand that these things are dangerous. Every substance on earth is dangerous at some dose level. We know that the Paracelsian principle is true. Dose determines toxicity.
Right.
And
water.
Also, yeah. the method of delivery is key and very important, as was pointed out there. I don't think that there is intelligent distinction to be drawn that is categorical when someone says, hey, look, marijuana is marijuana, THC is THC, these things are illicit drug substances, they should be condemned. Obviously, they have therapeutic uses. There's an enormous
right.
information now, has been for decades, about the beneficial properties of these drug substances for people who have certain ailments, and to deny them access to it based on this prejudice that it can be abused and can be used
yeah.
in an illicit way is outrageous.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here. We have Jonathan Emord. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each and every week. We're going to be changing it up. It'll be Thursday evenings with Jonathan starting in the new year. We'll get to that. But next week, we might have a double dose of Jonathan, as I'll be flying back from A4M. And Dr. Rob will be joining me at A4M as well. We're going to have a great time. So stick around. I'm going to ask more about the regulatory environment for this plant and maybe others as Jonathan helps us rekindle the Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Now, who's not fired up after that?
I know, I'm pumped out now.
Jonathan, all right, take it away.
Well, Robert, the world is turned upside down. We've had a lot of things happening, Robert. 246 seats now are in Republican hands in the House of Representatives, giving it the Republican Party the largest majority since the Truman administration. And in the Senate, Mary Landrieu just goes down to Bill Cassidy by a whopping 12% difference in the vote. He received 56% of the vote in Louisiana, and Landrieu only 44%. So times they are a-changing, Robert.
Right,
and while this may only be the rising tide, The effect of the tsunami is yet to hit, but come 2016, there's a possibility here, Robert, given the momentum that's taking place and the anger out there about the abuses of government, that we're going to see a true victory for liberty, that's what I'm hopeful for. Right now, we've got a movement in that direction. We've got majority control of the House and the Senate in Republican hands. And we have a president who's holding out and doing the most outlandish and unconstitutional things, such as his immigration executive order, where he's fundamentally changing immigration law in the United States from the vantage point of an emperor, as opposed to allowing constitutional circumstances in the Congress.
Jonathan, have we seen, you know, we've talked about this on the air, of course, that Congress, you know, has been, let's say, abandoning its constitutional authority to executive branch prior even to Obama administration, when even Republicans have been, you know, they kind of back off because it's their guy. And, you know, we're still all, and even Cheryl Chumley, who's going to join us, is still going to kind of go, we're waiting and see, a little bit of attitude, wait and see, is this Republican Congress going to be different than those who got compromised and got caught up in the big government in this direction?
Well, at least there is fear in the air at this time. They're starting out of fear to look at the electorate and understand that people voted in the midterms with a lot of anger. And they kicked out a lot of people. And that movement is not over by a long shot. This is the start of what is likely to come in droves over time. If they wish to remain in office, they had better heed it, because I'll tell you, the worst thing for people who voted out someone and put someone else in is to discover that the person that they put in has lied to them and is not following through on their promises. So I think there's a lot of pressure on these new members coming in. I think there's a lot of pressure on the majority in the House and Senate, and on Boehner and on McConnell, to respect the fact that people out there have had enough. They want the government to be reduced in its size and scope. They want the government to start becoming fiscally responsible. They want the government to get back to its constitutional moorings and stop these types of power grabs like Obamacare and like the immigration executive order. So I think that's the direction. And I think on the Democratic side, even with the base, the very liberal base of the Democratic Party, there's considerable discomfort with Obama, and there is increasing distance with even people like Hillary Clinton. Some of her gaffes that she's made of late have caused a lot of people who were predisposed in her direction in a stronger way to start to question whether she's actually the best representative of their opinions. And she's going to experience a run for the money. I think there are going to be other Democrats who are going to come into the race because it's no longer perceived that Hillary Clinton, even in the Democratic Party, is necessarily invincible. And furthermore, there's a lot of fear among Democrats that she might not be the most effective standard bearer after all. So things are changing, Robert. Things are changing.
Yeah, they are. Well, let's see the rollback, so we have more freedom in the health and healing arena, as we've said for so many years here. Doc Rob is a naturopath. You know, we've got to take a break here, and I've got Cheryl Shumley coming up. Any final words?
Yeah, I just think, I heard Bernie Sanders say, just get the money out of the politics, get the money out of the voting process, and we'll do a lot better.
Yeah.
That's my take. But again, as long as they all, you know, pick up on the plant, I'm a happy guy.
Well, if we decentralize that power, of course, there's less that are going in there to control everybody. All right, Jonathan E. Moore is here. We've got Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times coming up, live from HempMed's booth here at Soho Expo in Orlando. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Weight. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see,
We're on a mission from God.
Yes, and joining me on that mission today, of course, Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, and Cheryl Chumley is back from Washington Times. We are so glad to have you with us, Cheryl.
Hey, it's great to be here, Robert.
Great to have you. Jonathan, we've got loads of things we want to talk about, don't we?
We do, and we might start off with the Obama executive order on immigration that would cause some 5 million illegal aliens to become home free in this country through an amnesty program that the president has enacted without benefit of Congress, and that has now gotten him into pretty hot water because of a 20-state suit against the president and the administration that I think has a fairly good chance of success is raising the penultimate question whether or not the executive order is unconstitutional because it exceeds the power of the president and invades the power of Congress, it being Congress's province exclusively to enact a law. So, Cheryl, where do you come down on these things, and what do you think the president anticipated would happen when he did this, and is it coming about as he expected, or are we looking at a scenario that might backfire on him badly?
Well, I always think President Obama considers the idea that Congress, Republicans in Congress may be suing him, but it seems like the last year or two he has been non-caring about that outcome and, in fact, has been pretty bold in saying, bluntly, go ahead and sue me. Texas, which I believe is leading the charge on this lawsuit against the immigration orders that Obama issued on November 20th or 21st, they're hoping basically that it survives the standing test, and they have some good arguments that it should because they're on the front line of feeling the influence and impact of the 5 million illegals that this new executive action will bring into play. There's an interesting point about the whole executive order versus executive action on this immigration piece. Obama never actually declared an executive order. It wasn't published in the Federal Register. He sidestepped that. And so what's come about is he's done this order of his. He's enacted his agenda through a series of memos through Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. And that's even giving more fodder to the argument that he's sidestepped accountability in this whole immigration action, which is something to keep in mind also as it goes forth.
On that standing issue, it seems to me that they're likely to prevail. It is the 20 states because when you affect 5 million people and you transfer their status from illegal to legal, it has an immediate consequence on the resources of a state, particularly where they have to expend their own resources in Medicaid and in other social services. And so they have that to contend with, but also an influx of people into those states who previously were not recognized and did not have entitlements will now suddenly be allowed to, will actually be required to be available for receipt of entitlements from even these states. So there are significant direct economic consequences that flow from the action of the president. And those things give them standing. The greater issue on standing is whether the Congress of the United States would have to sue the president to assert the argument that he has overstepped his bounds in separation of powers. But in this instance, I think the question of the constitutionality of it is not even close. So I would hope that the courts would reach it and hold it unconstitutional. They should certainly do so. And that would be a wonderful thing. It would be great to slap Obama in the face with the unconstitutionality of that action because, of course, there's several other things that Obama has done that are likewise circumventing Congress and are enacting law without following constitutional process of getting it passed through the House and the Senate. Cheryl, shifting just a little bit over to this question of the change in the composition of the House and the Senate. We've got the election just recently Landrieu being defeated by Bill Cassidy in Louisiana, Mary Landrieu. 12% difference in the vote there, 56% voting for Cassidy, 44% for Landrieu. And on the House side now, we have 246 Republican seats. It's the largest majority of Republicans since the Truman administration. There's one race still left in Arizona's 2nd District that's up for grabs, but anyway, 246 seats that are Republican today. Do you think, come January, that we're likely to see any significant changes taking place, or do you think that many of those who are still in the power structure in the Republican Party are going to stand in the way of making any significant changes?
Yeah, that's a good question, because you already have signs coming out, you know, when you look at what's going on with the budget bill right now and whether Republicans should pull funding from the Homeland Security funding for the immigration order that Obama wants to push forward. You already see the argument how it's being played. You have your ingrained Republicans on Capitol Hill, your leadership in the House, saying we don't want to take this argument up until after the new year, until we have a clear majority. And you have others on the more principled stand, among them Senator Ted Cruz, who's saying that, no, we need to take action now on this and return to principles, because this recent midterm election only showed us on Capitol Hill that the American people want us to stand on principle and stop caving to Democrat demands. So my quick guess is we're going to have a lot more diplomacy-type talk coming out of the leadership in the Republican Party on Capitol Hill, even once the majority takes seat and is sworn in into office in January.
Yeah, it's you know, it's sort of like this midterm election constituted maybe a rising tide, but the tsunami is still back there, and I think the electorate is increasingly going to respond in an angry manner. I wouldn't be surprised if more Democrats bite the dust in 2016, perhaps even Harry Reid. Your take on that, Cheryl?
What's going to happen to Harry Reid? You know, it would be nice if Harry Reid was made moot on Capitol Hill, but, you know, you have to remember the media plays a large part in how all discussions come forward from Capitol Hill. The Republicans could have both sides of Congress and win the White House, and they're still not going to receive any favor from the media when it comes time to reporting what's going on, you know, in politics. And I think that's something that Americans need to be aware of. They read in the news that Republicans are doing something that the media is trying to push is damaging to the people. I hope that more people in this coming year, you know, keep up with their media and read different sources and stand firm behind those Republicans on Capitol Hill who want to fall on the side of principle and not just the easy way out.
Well, my concern, of course, is, and Jonathan, you know this, the old guard dying hard. You know, they won't let go to the beliefs that they've grown up with to recognize, hey, the electorate has changed, even for Republicans. And, you know, in order to affect this change so that there's no blowback back on the Republicans, they're going to have to take this very seriously in these next 2 years.
A lot of the old guard Republicans who have gone along with the Democrats in expanding the government have found over the years this to be a very lucrative process whereby they can actually ride along with these expansions and use that to gain, to curry favor and to hold out their votes basically until they're bought, until their leadership funds are fully stocked with capital from individuals who have an interest in the outcome one way or another. So those old guard people who have abused the system and have sold out America are not just Democrats. There are also some Republicans who are in the leadership of the Republican Party. And the revolution that's taking place, we're going to see a reassertion of constitutional principles and a return to limited government, is going to require this young group of Republicans, the Tea Party people and others, to gain an ascendancy and strong popular support. If that happens, and it appears to be the direction, but if that happens by 2016, then we're liable to see significant change. If instead we see sort of a failed movement and a failure to continue to go in that direction, then it's going to be a while, and we're going to have a big crisis in this country before all the social services reveal themselves to be bankrupt and collapse for people to start jumping the ship like they did in the former Soviet Union in the final days. So it's going to be, it's hard to predict how it's going to come out.
Yeah, and Cheryl, the budget thing. I mean, because the Republicans have been afraid to cut the budget because, you know, they get hammered in the media. As you said, the media bias is so strong. You know, will they be willing to tackle this in the next 2 years, or will they worry, oh, if they actually do cut something, that it'll be used against them in the next presidential cycle?
Yeah, but I'm really tired myself from hearing Republicans talk about how the media is not with them, and they use that as an excuse to not take strong action, upholding the very conservative principles that they were elected to uphold. You know, there comes a point where you have to put your foot down and say, look, we know the media is not with us. That's not going to work. You know, we can't expect the media to sell our principles for us, but we don't care. We took an oath to the Constitution, and we took an oath to the people who elected us to this office to defend the Constitution, which includes limited government principles, and they have to put their foot down somewhere and just disregard the bad PR they might get. Boehner already is making big concessions on this whole budget funding of the immigration debate. Not only does he want to put it off until the next year when the Republican majority takes office, but he wants to put it off until March. At the very least, he could take it up as one of the very first items they discuss once the new session starts. But he's putting it off almost fully 2 months when the new Republicans take office.
Now, there's this pervasive lack of courage and lack of principle that is killing us. And we really need some people who are passionately committed, willing to do what is necessary to save this country from destruction, economic oblivion, and loss of our basic constitutional principles, which are already merely hanging on by a thread. So we really do need to have strong leadership. And there are characters in the Republican Party who provide that sort of strong leadership. There's Rand Paul. There's Ted Cruz. There are others who are, like, for example, I'm forgetting his name from Utah, Jason Chaffetz. You know, these
very
people
good.
Are strong, strong-willed.
Well, we got to keep that strength going on through the next segment. Wrapping up the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition here live from the Hemp Meds booth at SoHo, the NPA's Natural Products Association Expo. And Cheryl Chumley is with us from the Washington Times. We'll be back to wrap it up. Powerful political healing after the break. Stick with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood.
Great, great analysis, guys. Loving it.
Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling. You. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, thanks to our syndicator, GCN, for hosting us, as well as naturalnewsradio.com, live from Orlando, the Soho Expo from our friends at Hemp Meds, and, well, heard around the world through many, many mechanisms to get this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out. Right now, wrapping it up with Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. He's going to be hosting both hours next week. Cheryl Shumbly is going to be back from the Washington Times, but we got another segment to talk about a very controversial topic, and that relates to the Ferguson issue and has it seemingly exploding or attempting to do so other places around the country.
You know, one of the things that's missing from all of this, and I want to get Cheryl's take on it because she is the expert, she is the journalist and a person who's very well respected for her talent in that regard. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got all of this emotion arising out of the Ferguson, Missouri situation, and we have people who have no direct knowledge of the facts and who have no ability to discern what actually happened that night, characterizing what went on, the media broadcasting what they're saying as characterizations of it, and it's just fueling the fires of racism and hatred and abuse, where people are coming away with false impressions, with misunderstanding of what happened, and what and the media, rather than focus riveting itself on trying to find out what actually happened, is devoting almost all their time on covering the interpretations of what happened from people who don't know what happened. And it's unraveling with the media promoting it, with opportunists like Al Sharpton running around trying to exploit it and encourage further protest and unrest in other parts of the United States. It's a mess. But I think a good part of the blame should go to the media for failing to cover this in a very circumspect, objective manner by trying to find out actually what happened. Your take, Cheryl.
Well, I agree with you completely. The media definitely has a big role in fueling the fires over Ferguson. You know, after all, when you cut down to the basic facts, the grand jury, based on the evidence that they analyzed, found that there was no cause to indict Officer Darren Wilson. It was a local issue, and it should have been, you know, kept a local issue. But the other part of taking this whole Ferguson issue and blowing it up around the nation, you have to look at what the White House has done. You had President Obama, his most recent statement about the whole fiasco that's been created over Ferguson, is to claim that America is a deeply divided nation when it comes to race relations. And I don't think our roots, as he claimed, is so, well, what he said exactly was America had deep roots in racism. And I don't think that you can call America, by and large, a racist nation, especially when you have a black president in office, the highest office, not only in the land, but in the world. You know, that kind of negates that whole argument that our nation is rooted in racism. So what's happened with Ferguson is not only the media, but it's the White House's fault, too, not just Obama, but Eric Holder making announcements about plans to go do investigations in Ferguson before even the facts came out. And now, like you rightly said, it's being blown up around the nation, and it's just a racial mess.
Yeah, it's most unfortunate, Robert. I think what has happened is that you've had everybody from the president on down who can stand to make something of this for their own personal political advantage, jumping in and doing
right.
it. And once again, you know, race has become a political vehicle for people
sure.
to... And the irony here is that just like a true... racism of the 1940s and 50s, where individuals were being persecuted based on false representations and being denied their adequate defense under the law. The same thing mm-hmm. is happening now in a reverse sort of way, where innocent law enforcement people around the country who should be saluted for really doing a fine job
good work,
without
yeah.
regard to race are being castigated and,
yeah.
and they're being accused. I mean, in one protest at a university, kids were celebrating the fact that a law enforcement officer was hit by a vehicle, saying, you know, hit him again.
Wow.
This type of
yeah.
stuff is just, this is out of hand. When you start vilifying the police and doing a racist thing by calling them all racists or by saying that it is a part of law enforcement and justice in the United States, that racism
right.
is a part of it, you really do a huge disservice. It's not true.
Right.
And it's really harming us.
Well, and also in New York, real quick, Rand Paul had a great thing to say about that whole chokehold death, which was a tragedy. But, you know, why were they going after a guy that was selling individual cigarettes? Well, because they made laws that made it, you know, just so that you go back to that. And we'll do that again next week, of course. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Jonathan Emord. Thank you to my friends at Hemp Meds. The power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.